This navigation and Major Pitson have been the ruin of me. The Act came out in 1651, and it took some time, but we agreed that Richard Weston would pay £3,000, and James Pitson, Richard Darnley and myself £1,000 apiece. This would make the whole river navigable, buy land for the wharves, and build houses. Well, it seemed a great venture. Then Pitson began his scheming, extracting more and more money in secret deals with Weston. The money ran out, and the work went slower for want of money. And Pitson came to me, asking that I join the navigation business as foreman to look after the workmen and keep the accounts. I told him that if I did, my own business would be sport and I'd be undone. He said it were better my trade were in the middle of the sea than such a work as the navigation should perish. I said to him again, what should I do for money, for myself, for the workmen and for materials? And he told me not to fear. He would provide what was necessary and it would be his whole work to do it. Of all the partners in the work, it was me who paid out the money and was reimbursed not at all. I lost £3,366 on the enterprise. As I paid out money for bargemen and tackle, Pitson was receiving it in tolls and gave us not a penny. So now I find myself without my business, all undone, in debt and in prison. It's been a sorry tale. Fair-minded people must be amazed to hear it. I've nothing more to say at present, only this, that Major Pitson was never called to account and had only what he desired.